Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I please have the zip code?
Yes, Joseph. It's 34608. I just spoke to a guy named Romeo. And before that, 5 days ago, I spoke to a lady named Lynette, and I was trying to cancel the subscription. She told me that I had to wait 14 days from the day of purchase, and I have it saved in my phone. I don't know if these calls are recorded, but I was charged the $100 that I was trying to prevent from getting charged. And now the guy is saying that there's no refunds, and I asked to speak to a supervisor, and then I guess he just put me back through the queue to speak to you. I understand you all's policy, but this lady I called on the 16th, literally an hour after I ordered this product and read the terms and conditions, and she said her name was Lynette. Wait 14 days, and she said she could even extend it for another 30 days for the free trial. And I said no, and I got charged. I completely got tricked into that. I was trying to cancel this, and this woman told me that I could not cancel it, or I was going to get a fee for canceling it before the trial ends.
Okay, my name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor. I will be more than happy to assist you, ma'am. I will need to first pull up the account, though. So can you provide me with the first and last name and zip code, please?
Kendria Hodges, 34608.
Okay, Ms. Hodges, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, can I have the shipping address, please, Ms. Hodges?
314 Spring Haven Loop, Spring Hill, Florida, 34608.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Hodges. Hodges, I apologize. I'm not meaning to butcher that last name.
What'd you say?
I said I'm not meaning to butcher your last name. I apologize if I did.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay. I pulled up the account with that information. I'm just looking over this.
Can you see every time that I've called in?
I'm looking right now.
Okay.
This is the first time I'm seeing this account, so I want to make sure I don't miss any information. I'm checking everything to make sure. Sometimes agents only know one product on the account whenever a customer calls in, so I'm making sure I'm not missing any notes for you.
I think they only note what they want to.
They have to note the account, but sometimes they only note one of the initial orders. They don't always note all of them like they should. So that's on every page. So I'm just checking for you to make sure nothing was missed since you just spoke with that agent.
It was Leanne or Lynette or something. I believe she said Lynette. But I ordered the gummies and then I went back in and I did it again. And she said there was two different numbers and that I didn't have to call both numbers. One number was for everything.
So there's two numbers. If you call to ever cancel via automated system, the automated system can only handle one product. Now, an agent can handle both products on the account.
Okay. Well, that's what I didn't do an automated system. I just told them just what I told you, that I got the gummies and then I went back in. And I ordered the keto Judosum XS, whatever, and that they said I wouldn't have to call both numbers to get that canceled. I would, because they couldn't find me. I kept calling 30 minutes. They kept telling me to wait 30 minutes because they could not find me. And I told them that I did order it. I gave the order number, and they said, give it another day, and it should be in there. I gave it another day. Then they finally found it and said wait 14 days. And now the guy just told me that I should have did it before 7 days, but they told me if they did it before the trial period ended, I would get charged a fee.
I'm looking at everything, allow me. Again, I want to make sure I don't miss anything on the account. That way we don't, I don't misinform you. So just allow me just to finish looking at this. Place on the 16th. Hope that's this one actually. Okay, so yes, this was a 7-day trial, ma'am. I went ahead and looked over everything. I see you initially called. We initially placed the order on 5/16. Mm-hmm. When the order was initially placed for the keto gummies and the keto cleanse, and the that was what was initially placed during your trial, ma'am. It was a 7-day trial. I do see you called in on the 16th. You spoke with the agent. They went ahead and let you know that you have a 7-day trial. You would need to call back. Trial ended, if you wanted to cancel, and you said you wanted to keep the trial, you wanted to receive the product, and you would call back before the trial ended.
No,
that is all the. That's what I'm showing. That's on the account.
I get that, but they lied to charge me. Do you all get some sort of commission or something for this?
No, ma'am, we don't
because
get commission.
Why would
for
I not cancel? They did not tell me 7 days.
The order was placed online, ma'am, and you had to verify your identity when placing this order, ma'am, and agree to the terms and conditions to even process the order.
And I read the terms and conditions to them. I have the terms and conditions. That's why I called to cancel.
They would not cancel it.
That's
I do apologize,
me.
Ma'am.
They wouldn't cancel it.
I see they explained the terms and conditions to you. You said you wanted to keep the trial. And that you would call back as needed.
Why would I want to keep the trial?
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I have to go by the notes on the account. And I do see it was verified that you did agree to those terms and conditions to process.
You all are dead wrong. That's not what was told to me. I have been through this before. I know. I screenshotted the terms and conditions. That's where I got this number from. I've called more than just one time.
There's nothing about you canceling, ma'am. The only notes I'm showing on the account, as looking over the account thoroughly, is that you called in, you were asking about the trial, and the agent went ahead and explained the terms and conditions and asked you.
I was asking about
if
the
you're
trial.
Wanting.
I was
yes,
not.
Ma'am.
I was asking to cancel. I was
That's
not
the notes on the
trial.
Account, ma'am.
That's
There's nothing
wrong.
About you calling to actually cancel or requesting to cancel or it
Absolutely.
Being canceled.
Absolutely.
Just them explaining the terms and conditions and you saying you wanted to keep the trial and them letting you know you would need to call back before the 23rd, otherwise you would be billed since it's
that
a 7-day trial.
Sir, I have it in my phone. They told me cancel 14 days from the 16th. I read the terms right here. I have it screenshot in my phone. I called at 3:00 in the morning after I purchased it. And
it's
they
a seven-day trial, ma'am.
Yes, but that's not what they told me.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize. I see that they explained it to you, and you did have to also agree to those terms and conditions. It was stated when you placed the order. You had to verify your identity with the three-step verification process, ma'am.
Are these
Unfortunately, there's nothing more we can do for you.
Are these calls recorded?
Yes, ma'am. Our calls are recorded, ma'am.
Okay. I listen to the call because I'm going to dispute this with my bank.
Ma'am, it is a valid charge, ma'am.
No,
you had to agree to those terms and conditions when placing
the order.
I read
the terms and conditions. You have 7-day trial period. Your trial would begin upon receipt of the keto weight loss. They told me to wait until I received them. I called back after I received them. That's when they gave me a whole different story about how I would be charged a fee. After the weight loss trial, 10 days has ended. Your credit card will be automatically charged the full retail price of $96. It hasn't even been 10 days. The lady told me 14 days. I'm going to do the fraud department.
It was a 7-day trial. The trial starts from the day you place the order,
fine.
Ma'am.
Whenever they give you the call, pull the calls so you can
ma'am,
see
well, your account.
Fraud.
Your account is canceled out, ma'am. So there won't be more charges going forward, ma'am.
No, I want my money back.
But the
back
charges are valid charges.
I did not want this to happen, and I got tricked into this, and I got told the wrong date.
Ma'am, it was stated in the terms and conditions on the site that it was a 7-day trial.
They wouldn't let me cancel. I have to cancel through you. So if you don't let me cancel, the terms and conditions don't mean anything.
Ma'am, it was stated in the terms and conditions.
How many times do you have to call in?
Well, I do apologize. I only have you calling me. I just need to ask about the terms and conditions, and they explained it, and you decided you wanted to keep it.
Excuse me, your phone is breaking up.
Can you hear me better now, ma'am?
Yes. How many times do you have you calling in?
I only have you calling in once on the 16th and then today, ma'am. There's no other records of you calling in.
Yeah, I've called in 5 times. You
okay,
all are crooks, and I'm going through my bank. And
okay, ma'am. Again, I do apologize. The charges are valid charges.
There's no need to apologize. It was not you that did it. It was your representative. There's no need to apologize. I'm going to get my money one way or another because I did the right thing. You all aren't doing the right thing.
Ma'am, it was disclosed in the terms and
conditions. I get that.
Okay, ma'am.
But I have to cancel through you all. So if I'm told I can't cancel, that's you all.
There's nothing about you calling in to cancel.
You don't have me calling, but I have it in my phone that I've called.
Ma'am.
With the durations of the calls, but you all don't have it. And I'm going to document that with the fraud department.
That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying there's no, you have not called in 5 times. You've only called in 2 times.
Oh, yes, I have. I have it in my phone with this number.
The agent has to note the account, and so does the system. They both do notations whenever an action is made on the account.
I have it in my phone, and I took screenshots just for this reason.
Okay, ma'am. Well, the charges are valid charges, ma'am. I do apologize.
I'm
going to
get it back
through
my bank, and they're
going to
get it back through you. Because I had all the documents I needed because of this.
Ma'am, I do apologize again. It was disclosed in the terms and conditions when you placed the order. I recommend in the future you thoroughly read terms and conditions before placing any type of order, ma'am.
Oh, I absolutely read the terms and conditions. That's why I called immediately after. Why do they say that if you cancel within the 7 days that you'll get a fee?
It's a 7-day trial period, ma'am, that you have.
But why do they say that if you cancel within the 7 days that you get a fee?
Again, I do apologize, ma'am.
Can you answer that?
We have protocols we have to follow, ma'am. That is part of the protocol. That is part of the protocol, ma'am. I do apologize.
Can you answer that?
I did answer it, you, ma'am. That is part of the protocol. If you cancel within the 7 days, there's a fee. I do apologize. That's part of the protocol, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I wish that you had on your end that I called because I have it on my end that I've called.
Ma'am, well, there's no mention of you ever doing any type of any asking for an extension or anything like that.
She offered the 30-day extension.
There's only that you called in. You spoke to the agent. They went ahead and explained the terms and conditions.
I screenshotted this phone number with the duration. On one of them, I talked on there for 5 minutes and 18 seconds.
Okay, well, there's no record of you ever requesting to have a extension or anything like that placed on the account.
That's okay. Thank you. You have a great day.
Well, thank you for calling customer support.